ask the question what that support letter is, and I've got it right here. I can read to you, but basically it says, let me read it to you. You guys can think about it since they're still waiting. It says, this is to Representative Dixon, who sits on the appropriation chair for MoDOT. This is the letter we're writing. The purpose of his letter is to communicate to you that the Taney County Commission is open to the proposal outlined to Jeff Burke's December 11, 2009 letter. The Taney County Commission supports the efforts of the Branson Regional Airport and would cooperate with reasonable efforts to effectuate additional operation funds to the airport. The Commission would like to express to you that, in theory, the Commission supports the proposal set forth by Mr. Burke's letter. If you need any further information from the Taney County Commission, please let us know. Basically, okay. we're saying is that we're open to the concept.
Okay. Have you all seen the letter that it refers to? I don't think I have.
Bob got it from Jeff. And I probably can get a copy of that when you walk in. I know I can get a copy of it from Bob, or I can have Pam over at the airport send it to me directly.
Have you and Danny reviewed the letter, seen the letter?
I've seen the letter. I have seen the letter from Jeff, but I was on the conference call with Jeff and Representative Dixon anyway.
All I've seen is someone sent out an email on it.
And that's the email. That's the email that was there an email sent out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I've seen about it.
There's not much to it, but I can get you a letter. I mean, either way. I mean, I'm good either way. So, anyway, Melissa and the rest of the committee's here, and they're ready to speak. Chuck, make sure this is close to you guys. Sure. Put that on the. That's for Chuck, and this is for the internet and recording. So put them both right next to each other, and then. All right, go ahead.
First of all, thank you for the opportunity to give you the update on the Wellness Center, and also this obviously couldn't be possible without your support. Last summer, the area in the lower level of the courthouse was an empty shell space. Since that point, it's been transformed into a Wellness Center. There's been a tremendous amount of buzz around the courthouse. We've had numerous people come up and offer donations. Some of those donations include the items for both of the changing rooms, such as shower caddies, rugs, shower curtain liners, towel bars. We've got a 42-inch flat screen TV, as well as three small TVs. Somebody has donated a Wii console and a Wii Fit, a DVD player, a scale, as well as a tape measure. Aerobic DVDs, many recipe books and magazines. Obviously, a special thanks goes out to Donna Neely, Jimmy Russell, and Bob Dixon for contributing to the purchase of our circuit equipment. We continue to have people come forward offering items as well as cash donations. Registration forms and liability waivers have been reviewed by Bob Paulson. We are requesting that the facility be able to be used by employees and their immediate family, plus any agency that has an intergovernmental agreement with Taney County. That includes the state employees and Taney County Health Department. By placing a reasonable fee of $2 to $5 per month per family, the Wellness Center would be able to pay for itself. To assure everyone a healthy starting point, the Wellness Advisory Committee has obtained a commitment from Mercy Health Plans to provide a personal as well as group health risk assessment at the open house. We would like to have the open house on Thursday, January 21st, and have the Wellness Center operational on January 22nd. To complete the Wellness Center, the advisory committee is asking the County Commission for $1,500 for the purchase and implementation of a magnetic locking system. With barcode access, this locking system would be applied to an interior door, which would enable us to track usage as well as protect and secure our investment. And again, we'd like to really thank you.
So, Chuck, let me kind of throw in one thing is, from the very beginning, we've had people wanting to use the facility as fast as possible, and it kind of came to our attention that that security is kind of a key part here, that nothing walks away once we're open, and, you know, it's down there where there's no people down there. So Nikki and Mel and Linda came to me and asked if there was a way that we could somehow secure it, but then also track usage so that if there's any discounts that we can obtain through insurance, we'd have a way, some way to make sure we know who's down there and using it. And in talking to, is it, who, 911, who is it?
Melissa
911. Every employee gets an employee badge as a standard operating, you know, basically a picture badge. There's a barcode on the back, and we can utilize that barcode to unlock the doors to go access to it. So that way, we're kind of reusing the same investment. The $1,500 is the magnetic lock and the software that logs everything, and so we can authorize people or not authorize people. But also what this does is, for an additional dollar for non-employees per card, we can get a card made that says, you know, in different colors, just says guest access to the wellness center, and that barcode can get you access too. And that would be a cost that if they want it, if a family member wants access to it, they would have to go come get a card, a picture ID, and then we would have be able to track access. But that's how I understand it from. So that's what they're needing, is just somehow to secure the equipment. And that's really, I think you guys have decided, obviously you didn't bring up cable or dish, you decided not to pursue that right now then?
Not at this point.
So they're not going to pursue cable or dish right now. I think in a conversation I overheard, there may be an antenna that it was donated to, so we can get local channels. But what they're asking is, I guess, what, $1,500 is what you think?
Yes.
I mean, they haven't put it out for bid?
No,
nothing on quotes or anything, but I guess they've got some estimates that $1,500 would secure the facility. So that's what, I guess, is that what you're asking for?
Yes, we're asking
for that's what they're asking for, $1,500.
And an opening date.
And an opening date. So the wellness, the health risk assessment is next, you want to do it next Thursday?
Correct.
Next Thursday, okay. And then, and you said open it on the 22nd, is that right?
Fully
on
operational
Friday.
On the 22nd.
So they want to open Friday and do a health risk assessment on Thursday, and I guess what you called is an open house or something is maybe what you want to do is...
The health risk assessment and the open house on Thursday the 21st with the facility open for...
Use.
For use.
Okay.
On Friday.
Okay. So that's what they're asking for, I guess. I'm good with the date. I mean, are you good with the date?
Yes.
I mean,
fine.
Sooner the better, I think. So,
yeah.
Chuck, what's your thoughts on the date?
As far as I know, that's fine.
Okay.
Danny, do you have any questions, or are you up to speed on all this?
Yeah, we're talking with the tracking. I was kind of wondering how that was going to take place with the family members and all that, but they pretty well have got that worked out. So I'm fine with everything that they've said so far. The $1,500 may be like some of the other costs, maybe a donation by some some company or something. So that's worked out well.
So. Are we in agreement that they can pursue whatever they need to from a from?
Well, they haven't went out for bid, but I'm gonna.
You're fine with it?
If it's more than $1,500, then they probably need to talk to us. It'll go out for bid,
right?
But I'm fine with okaying up to $1,500 on the door locks.
I'm fine with that too.
And if it goes out for bid, I think it needs to be addressed.
Because the price is over $500, we normally would get three quotes
mm-hmm.
from three different companies.
That's fine. Chuck, are you fine with that?
Yeah, I believe so. I do have a question, though. Melissa was saying something about a charge per...
Yes, we had discussed a fee of...
Oh, there you are. Go ahead. All right. I knew he was close.
So the charging part, for how's that work?
Yes. Well, we had just discussed the fee, a possible reasonable fee of $2 to $5 for employees and their families. That's...
What would you use the money for?
That will consist of, like, maintenance of the equipment.
Yes.
That way the wellness center can maintain itself. And that's what we'd like to use that. We'd like to put that in a fund for maintaining the equipment. Someday we will get cable in there that will be able to pay the bill on that as well. And as what we're looking at, if it's a $2 fee per employee, and you divide that out
per month,
okay. You divide that out by 12, we're looking at a $24, $25 charge for the year. Any fitness center that you would go to would be $30+ a month. So it's still a wonderful benefit. It's just that since it's for the employees, we feel that the employees should help take care of it. And that's what that fee will consist of,
and taking care of it. Do we have to do that decision now on the fee? We don't have to decide.
Not right now.
Okay.
No. If you guys want to think about it.
Yeah.
The legality of doing that?
I'm a little uncomfortable with the fee idea. I mean,
okay.
This thing keeps having steps and along the way. And
I think the fee is strictly just to pay for the maintenance.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I look back at what we've done before when we paid the fee for folks to use Roark, and we've talked about the Recplex once, and we've just never charged for that benefit. Mm-hmm. It seems like I'm a little off guard there. I'm going to have a look at it. I'm not comfortable with it.
We could definitely wait on that.
If we don't need to decide now, I guess all the equipment's working, workable?
That's correct.
Yes, absolutely.
I guess we should ask where in the budget we're going to take $1,500.
I mean, I would think capital improvement, since we're talking the magnetic door locking system, so it's going to be part of the building.
Okay.
I would think they are possibly, and then, I mean, we could talk to 911 to see if the software, barcoding software, may be part of the card. Maybe they may have some interest in using that same software somewhere else. I don't know the capabilities of it, so.
Okay.
There are probably at least one or two areas that we could spread it around. But you're still going to put out for bid or whatever the process
is,
and then let us know if it's over that.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is all the equipment in place?
Yes.
I mean, it's been set in its location, and the mirrors up, and the whole shooting match. I haven't been down there for
There are three up. Charlie's crew, the concrete crew, are putting the other two up today. We have also had Eddie Coxey has some mirrors from a ballerina studio that he has donated. So we're going to get those picked up and brought in as well.
Yeah. How about a motion? I mean, this money, I know you were talking about it, just a directive, but I'll make a motion to approve the $1,500 and find the correct line.
Okay. It's not posted.
That's right.
It's going to go through accounts payable, though. We'll have a chance to, are you fine with the direction and then?
Yeah.
Posting? I mean, then we'll approve on the expenditure then.
Right.
Right?
Right. That's correct.
Well, let's do this, too. Why don't you get your phone, get all your prices together, and just come back and repost it, and we'll just do an approval at that point.
Perfect.
A motion at that time. Is that all right with you, Chuck? It wouldn't be a bad thing to, and you facilitate, and you post it as soon as you're ready to.
Okay. I'll add that to my Monday meeting.
That's fine.
Well, actually, Tuesday. We'll be off on Monday.
Yeah.
On Tuesday morning.
Okay.
One more quick comment. I applaud y'all for work. I know you're excited, and that's neat, and it's a good thing. It just hit me when you mentioned we're not posted, and here we are talking about this issue. You all are excited. I'm excited about it as well. But there's some of our employees that aren't excited about this. And here we're having a discussion without being posted, and I don't think that's real wise. That you all were going to meet this afternoon. I was going to sit in and listen on what was going on, but we're spending money in tight budget situation, and not everybody's happy with the decisions we've made. I think that's pretty aware. First, to have this meeting without posting it, I don't think it was a real good decision.
They were operating under administrative like other things we do. That's what they asked me. I said, that's fine. So,
I'm not saying it's not legal. I'm saying in respect for people that aren't in favor of this meeting should have been posted.
You know, and Chuck, I'd have to say that some of the people that aren't in favor of this have no understanding that donations from the public, that they're in place. The ones that I've talked to that were raising Cain about us having a wellness center didn't have any idea that we were buying them. The cost was a fifth of what it would be if you went out and bought the equipment otherwise, and that the biggest majority of it, if we wanted to seek that, would be paid for by companies and other elected officials. And once that was explained to them, I didn't receive any more phone calls. Well, we didn't know that. We didn't know that somebody else was going to see the benefit that wasn't even involved. So I think once it's explained to everybody, they'll understand.
I think you're right on. Your first word there almost was understand. They don't understand. And when we have meetings that isn't posted for folks to know what's happened, I mean, we've been criticized, and I think rightfully so, many times. We didn't know what was going on. And that's the whole bit of posting. And I don't have an axe to grind, but didn't even think about it until you just mentioned, hey, we're not posted. Here we are. So I'm just saying I didn't think of it. We need to look ahead. So I'm done. We're after our 9 o'clock.
Thank
you,
guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're in recess and go back into, we can table the...
Well, this really is an administrative matter. You guys approved something, a vacation of a road, and I have for signature. That's all.
Right. We've already voted then. We can just sign it then.
Okay.
Yeah, I just need to... I'll put in today's the 14th, actually, of January, which is what it stated. Of course, that's not what it was approved or... Anyway, I need each of the three of your signatures.
Call for recess until after DOE, is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
To do our finish our other thing?
Yep, because we've got some...
Dave's waiting on us, DOE's ready to go. I don't guess you have the letter about what the airport sent to Dixon?
The airport letter.
I don't have it with me. I drafted it a long time ago. It should be up.
Oh, no. Oh, where are you going to be?
Hello,
be over there,
Davis.
Yeah. I've got a copy of...